Dame Nefora.
Look at a lot of them out there. They studied on us. They pick a while, then they sit down, then they eat. But that's something you don't never fool on.
Well, we drink the juice and we
Yes, ma'am.
also eat them.
That's right.
And I've noticed that this year the navels never did really get as sweet as they usually do.
No, ma'am. That's right.
And I suppose it's because it takes a little
It
cool
takes
weather.
a it takes a good bit of cold, you know, to make them sweeten up like they should. Except when they get wound up in the year now, well, they'll from now on, they'll get sweeter and sweeter. The longer they stay on the tree,
I
you
see.
know, they'll get sweeter and sweeter.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
But at the first of onions, they don't be nothing like sweet.
No.
But the longer they stays on the tree, well, longer the sweeter they will get.
The sweet now.
They getting sweet, so to tell me, but I ain't got me in it yet. But they said it is. But I do know this: the longer they stay on the tree, well, the sweeter they get.
They're a little slow this year.
Yes, sir.
Those navels, did they ever get sweet?
I don't think they is. I ain't hear nobody say my smile.
They used to buy a few down there at the Orange Tower.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But this season they haven't.
I don't think it's been no great bit. A whole lot of neighbors, not close around here, because the trees, what little few trees I saw, neighbors, it wasn't but a few on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't plentiful this go round.
You got watermelons this year, Johnny?
I ain't got anything yet. That's what I'm trying to find out just what how the situation gonna go with me.
Well, them watermelons. I don't see how anybody you got such an expense on that. You know, you can't do it all yourself, and you've hired done like that, even just hauling it out of the field, even if the big truck sets out there. Just look how much that costs.
Well, you're going to have to, go just like this, Mr. Miles. You can't do it all yourself, it's true, but you can do so much. But coming down to gathering time, you're going to have some help, and you got to have some when you go to hoeing. But other than that, well, you standing good, Jones.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's the only time you need somebody is when you go to home and picking time,
yeah.
Where you need somebody then.
Don't
you need irrigation, George?
Well, if the weather now don't be just right, then you have to use water then. If there's anywhere where you can pump it.
Well, that's it.
But a lot of time, like I was this last year with watermelon, I didn't have any place where I could pump no water, so I had to just.
Sure, not any around here.
Yeah, I just stand still.
That's the trouble. Sometimes the fella that does the hauling makes more than the fella that raises the crop, don't he?
Well, sometimes he do. That's the truth. Yes, sir. Right. That's the way it goes. It's true.
But if the price stays up 3 and 4 and 5 cents a little while,
oh yeah,
then you make so much money.
That's right.
That's far, sir. Then you don't want to just take a little money.
you like to see a big lot of it coming when you see it coming all
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Things selling good, well, you feel good. Things ain't selling good, then you feel it bad.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You just making.
Don't nobody know how you feel but yourself, though. You feel bad. You see, you paying it all going out and ain't none coming in. You sick.
Yeah.
People think you ain't, but you sick.
You might as well just if you're gonna get watermelons, like worse than the other crops. It's gambling, and furthermore, it's gambling with pretty high stakes, ain't it?
That's true.
You can go down here and with $10 in your pocket and down here to this new joint. What do they call that?
You mean the highlight?
Yeah.
That's right.
And you can't lose over $10 if that's all you got.
That's right. Well, that's true. That's all you're going to lose. It's true. That's true.
Now,
but when you go, as all of them tell me, at least I've never been out there. I was laying off to go down there and look. But they tell me you had to pay, you got to pay to even go in there. So I figured if I had to pay to go in there, well, I didn't need to go to look. So I never really got a chance to go.
Oh, right, you never been down there?
I never have. That's right.
Well,
no, more just past the road. That's all. I just see it sitting there.
Well, I
couldn't tell you how nothing in the world I looked no more from the roadside. I had a lot of friends, a lot of people tell me how it works, but I don't feel like if you're going to go to something and you got to pay your way in there and then pay again, well, you ain't doing so good. I don't feel like it like that. That's the way I feel like. It's all right if you can go in there and you have your choice if you want to play or don't play. Well, but paying to go in, I can't see that so good.
It is pretty good. Try to get in.
They say, I think somebody told me, I think it was $2 or $3 to even go in.
I just got so it costs a couple of dollars to go to the movie, doesn't it?
And I don't even get checked. I don't go to them because I just love to go to movies where years ago, but since they got out of sight, I don't see no movies.
You just
I watch TV.
That's
the only movies I get chance to see.
What time you get to look at TV?
Well, whilst I'm eating supper, I eat supper then, and I'm sitting up there watching TV then.
Yeah.
Then I watch it then until after supper. Then I'm tired. Then I gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's right. I can never get a chance to see but one show over. I can't see the second cause I'm sleep.
Well,
I set up to the table here for nights, you know. I'm sitting up there after I eat supper. Sort of getting me a lean over, you know, prop. I'm looking at it good. Next thing, my head all the way down. I'm asleep there.
George, let me tell you what the reason I went into raising cattle. You can kind of. It ain't much trouble. And all you have to put your mind to it a little bit. See, now this is calving season, and you got to watch them. And every now and then, one of them needs a little help. And then if you got to give them a little protein, a little rye or something, you see. And it's some trouble to do that. They'll go in, all right, but it won't come out. And they don't need much of it. I found when I had it, I let them stay in as long as they kept the head down. And then I'd bring them out. Well, they don't quite want to come out then. So you gotta round them up. And that's a little trouble. Of course, you can do it on a horse. I always just did it on foot.
That's right. That's true.
And I guess I missed my bet. I ought to have done it on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't need to be in it over 2 or 3 days a week. That's enough to hold them.
Yeah.
They don't. It don't hurt them to carry a calf just so they haven't got it yet.
That's right.
Once they start giving milk, it pulls them down.
Yes, sir.
At least that's the way I saw it.
That's true.
With the farming, you run into trouble. Well, for one thing, if you just rent the ground so much an acre, it's not worth the trouble. And then if you get into it, there's always a little something to tinker with. And these days, everything you do is hard to do. You see, even if a tractor breaks down, it's a day's work just to get to fix.
Oh, yeah.
yourself or get someone to fix it.
That's right. That's wicked.
And then, like you said, gathering time and hoeing time, you got a bunch of people around, and I don't know, they're not what you call destructive, but
there's a lot of expenses, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, and you see they don't work very well, and that's always sort of hard.
That's
on
true.
You.
That's right.
And you always get a bunch of one or two that you just soon not have.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have some good ones, some bad ones, and you're gonna have it all mixed up in there.
Yeah.
You're gonna have more bad ones than you're gonna have good ones.
Yeah.
That's what you get now. Yeah. You get out there, not getting up help. Now you're gonna get more bad ones than you can get good ones. If you get say, well, you're going to get 15 or 20 people. You may have 3 out of 20. You ain't going to find over 3 good ones out of 20 people.
Oh, that many.
That's right. You find the rest of them on that sorry side.
Sorry.
That's
sorry.
Right. They ain't looking at for but one thing, and that's the hours and payday.
And for you to
they don't care about how your weight going on.
No.
They gonna do it as slow as they can and half do it, but they really looking for that money. They looking for that money.
And looking for you to go to store for them.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to care them there if you expect to keep your health. They gonna want to go to the store every noon.
You got to pick them up.
That's right. And you got to pick your help up, too.
Now, the old days, as I understand it, I've heard old Coleman talk about that.
Well, I have walked, Mr. Miles, from right there where Arthur live at. I walked from right there. We're over the Lake Salmonson, you know, we're over there on that ranch over there. I walked over there to work backwards and forwards every day for about 3 or 4 years. That's morning and night.
Yeah.
And I would be over there every morning before 7 o'clock. Walk too.
Yeah. And then you didn't work an 8-hour day.
And I work until we were going from till dark, long as we could see. That's right. And then walk back in.
So I enjoyed it.
So you
learned this country pretty well.
I know about it. I know it good. Yes,
I remember old Jim Means was over here one time. And he looked around these fields here and told me, and just talking, and he talked like, now he says, oh, here's where they had them melons that year. And Mrs. Boyles got mean with them. And you know one thing and another like that? And he says, you got a little sandy ground right down here.
He really knows. He's really a man been around here. Yeah, he's been around here a long time, But I worked for him for about 10 years or better. I just keep up as he used to plant sweet potatoes and all like that, and I used to keep him up, plow him, and keep up his little farm for him.
Yeah.
So.
That's about as easy a crop to grow, because then you wasn't hurt. You keep it all winter if you want to.
Right, that's true.
Some of them
time. Yes, sir. That's right.
Did he store them, some of them?
He sold a lot of them, and he'd keep them back. He'd sell a whole year round.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. He'd just grow a lot of them.
And everybody, a lot of people knew about it.
That's right. He'd go around maybe once or twice a week. He'd go put him a lot of them in sacks, and he'd go around, and people would buy 50 cents. 25 cent all the price like that. Yes. That's right. Had about 3 grades of taters, all different prices.
Oh. Yes. Going up to the bacon side.
That's right.
Well,
he growed enough taters out of every year until he we'd be digging taters again when he never would give out.
Still have some on him.
That's right.
How many would he put in?
Well, he had planted at least around 25 or 30 or 40 acres, all like that.
And you didn't have to fertilize taters much?
No, not much at all.
If you fertilize them much, your lie would get fine.
That's right. But he hardly ever would put much fertilizer to them at all. And he used to make some taters too.
Always make taters?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Coleman helped us put in a few down here this year. We used a little of that light 666 fertilizer.
Yeah.
I didn't think it enough to hurt them, just a sort of a sample or a taste. And you know what happened to them? They had pretty vines, but they didn't have potatoes. There wasn't any potatoes under them.
Well, probably. Mr. Means just tell her, he said that you can set taters a little too late. Maybe y'all saw them too late.
He had the same experience over at his house.
As
I understand it.
Yeah,
that's what he said. He put them in a little early. These were put in the last of July. That's a little late, I guess.
Well, I guess it was. I don't know, but Mr. Jermaine tell me now, he the man used to raise taters. Well, we used to try to get through setting taters somewhere along about the middle of July.
Yeah.
But, well, we wouldn't set. We'd be through setting sweet potatoes then.
Would you plant in vines?
We would just, we'd cut vines. See what we would do. We'd cut and set with stick right on.
Yeah.
Up until then. So he'd have enough to keep where he could keep cutting and keep setting.
Yeah.
That's right. He'd grow a big bed and he'd set out a few,
uh-huh,
and then he'd just cut from them. But he'd set them out real early, you know, and then where he could keep cutting.
That's
a good system he had. You never had to worry about growing or about buying any cuds at all.
And you worked with him for a long time?
About 10 years, about.
Up until when? The war? When did he lose that place?
He lost it here.
About 1955?
Somewhere like that, I believe it was. I believe it's somewhere
close. I come in 57. I got on here in 60.
That must have been somewhere along about 55. Somewhere. It was somewhere along in there, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I stayed over there. I stayed right over there by them. Stayed on their place. That's when I was working for them so long. Yeah, I stayed right there on their place for so long.
Oh, your whole family?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts?
Right there across the road there. See where that pretty brick house over there on the right side of the road? Well, it used to be a old wooden house set right over there. Well, we stayed right there for years.
Well, that wasn't no distance at all. That's right there.
Right there.
Close
that's
up.
Right.
So you didn't have to.
I didn't have foot to walk. That's right. That's right.
You didn't have to ride at all.
That's right.
Oh, he grew a lot of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Bootsy, Miss Bootsy used to work over there.
Right. Yes, sir. She started to work in there. Well, I worked with him some after she started there for about a year after, and then he got where then he couldn't furnish enough work then for us. Then we and I had to go there.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, but there for a while he furnished enough
full time. That's right. He worked at a heap of help too. That's right. He had about 15 or 20 people that he was working through the whole sweet potato time.
He had to hoe it time or two?
That's right.
Keep it clean?
That's true.
Well, that's
Oh, he was a big man now. He was up there too. He was a big man too.
Let's He was so well
up. Yeah, he was up there. Ain't no joke about that. He'll tell yourself. That's no joke. He was way up there.
He was well to do.
That's true. Yes, sir.
Do you remember his mother?
Yes, sir.
She
had a lovely mother. His mother was a fine lady. Yeah. I used to keep up the yards for him and all that.
And she,
That's where I got my little sad to pay, my little handout money. I didn't know what money was until that was sad, the job, you know, clean yard, you know, and keep flowers waked out. Well, that little change then, that would be my little change. Mama would give me that little bit.
Oh.
That's right.
You didn't have to turn that back in.
Yeah, she'd give me that one.
Oh, you live there. You were young. You live there with your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Miss Dora.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was back before the war.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was the last go round in this country, wasn't it?
That's true. Well, we lived over there from we moved over there in 1929.
Oh, that far back.
And we stayed over there until. Still long up in about 34, somewhere along in there when we left, when we moved from there.
Oh, that's right.
Then we moved from there, down there, in Mr. Bradley's house, right down there, below, where the Smithson used to have a place right down there. Well, it was an old house that's right down the Bradley place where we moved from there down there. Then I went to help in Mr. Bradley. Helped Mr. Bradley and the Riggers then.
Oh.
Okay.
And then when did you move over where you are now?
Well, I moved over there, where I'm here now. Well, I was when I moved from there, from the Bradley place, but I moved on the Riggerson place, and I moved from the Riggerson place to where I'm here now.
I never heard that Riggerson.
Yes, sir. Well, they used to have two. It was two houses up there. You know where Kay stayed.
Oh yeah.
Well, you know it used to be two houses set there. Well, I just lived in one of them there, and I moved from there to where I'm here now. I was working the Philly station there for Mr. Bateman when I moved from there over to where I'm here now.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Was that where? Miss Daisy and Ben Wright lived?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. There were two houses there.
They lived in one?
They lived in one, and I lived in the other. That's right.
So you know them from way back.
Well, ever since I've been big enough, I can say.
Yeah.
Well, I've been knowing them ever since from 20. I can say from this, ever since we first came to Florida. Well, I was nothing but a child, and that's from 25 up until now.
Oh, you remember when you came?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you were just young.
Just right. I was just a child. I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was about 5 years old when we came out here. Something like that.
Miss Anna, I used to hear her talk about time Dora.
Yes, sir. That's right. Well, we came down here in 25 and been here ever since.
Everybody was poor then.
Everybody was good doing. It was better then than it is now. Yes, sir.
And you didn't realize how good you were doing, did you?
It was doing good, that's right. Yes, sir.
I guess your mama has as many friends as anybody who's ever been in this country. I hear people
I'm sure. Speak. I'm sure. That's true.
How does that happen, George?
Well, Mr. Miles, you work for everybody, and then you try to be nice to everybody. Well, then your name gonna go.
Well, now I know Miss Anna used to talk about it. She didn't talk about it, you know, as somebody working for her. It's more like somebody would come around to talk to her.
Yeah, that's what they really would do. They would go from house to house. Well, every chance they would have, well, they'd sit down and talk. The one everybody always have got along good right around here in this section here. They'll all go around and sit around and talk and be nice to one another. Have never been any confusion like time coming up now, but everybody just knowed one another, and everybody was real nice to everybody.
Yeah.
That was true. If you didn't have anything to eat, you needed something, you could go to them, and they would fix up a great big box to help you to keep eating and keep going on.
Is that right?
That's so true. That's right.
Well, I know Miss Anna, I've heard her say many a time, you know, if she felt sort of blue, she just has to talk to Miss Dora.
And I can tell you one thing, they have, and we stayed up there on their place for, I guess, maybe for about 6-7 years, too.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? Up there?
Right up, right back of there, that's right.
Close
that's
to the
there.
House.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you know this country better than anybody else, George.
I know it good. I was raised up around here, so we stayed right there by the church when we first came down here. Right there, right off there from where Sean Smith, right back in there, was a house used to sit back there years ago. Well, we stayed there for, I guess for about a couple of years, and we moved from up there. And we moved way up the railroad. Well, Mr. Lon Smith had a place up there, so we moved way up there. And we started the foaming up there with him up there. And we stayed up there for many years, and then we moved back up in Iverson there. We was going up.
I never thought about it before, but I guess you had a daddy.
That's right.
I never heard of him.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Was he living when you moved down here?
Yes, sir. That's right.
I never, you see Miss Bootsy when I come down here, but the time I got down here, she'd kind of gone, you know, she wasn't in a prime, you might say.
Right, that's true.
And I know she used to talk down there when she lived with Miss Betsy.
Right.
And a lot of times I couldn't even understand what she was saying.
That's true. That's it.
But now, you knew her when she was...
She was back there, much younger. What I said, in the primes back there.
And she in good shape then.
That's right. She's real good. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember the time when she didn't... She didn't do no drinking at all, Mr. Miles. She just started that stuff up, picked that up way up in these late years back. She didn't do no drinking in a long many years.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I guess most people would take a little drink every now and then back then, because that was...
But I never did see her, and everybody was real good church people. You didn't see nobody was drinking and doing like they do now. That's right.
And she was a good worker.
She was. That's true. Right.
She'd rather do that field work than anything else.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. They do housework, but they'd rather...
Rather be in the field.
And be in the field.
That's true.
Now, that's something you can't tell them anymore, ain't it?
No, you can't tell them. That's true. No many people want to go out in the field no more now. Do they want you to pay 2 or 3 different prices now, too?
Yeah. When she's over there with Jim Means, now she'd hold the potatoes and she'd work year round too.
Yes, sir. That's right.
She live over there?
No, so she was living right over here, right across the cross over here going up this little hill up there I can't call it, you know the people, but I just can't call the name right now. But it's right across the hill over there, but it was a house living over there then, and they was living right up on top of the hill there.
Yeah.
Then.
Up there around Farm Aid?
Yes, sir, right up above, up there on the back, up there on that little hill Well, Mr. Riggs and them got called that, and that passed over there on the right side.
Uh-huh.
It was a house sitting right up there on the hill there.
Now, is Mr. Reese the one that's got the, is he the one that had the restaurant?
No, sir.
Oh, you mean that fella that over there on Simon's Ranch?
No, sir. Mr. Peaker, Mr. Mark and them, Mr. Leroy and them, they own this field now. But at them time, he didn't own it. A fella used to have that whole place by the name of Mr. Willis.
Well.
Yes, sir. So they were staying on his place, Miss Booch and them then.
Oh.
So after years passed by, well, Mr. Willis died, and Mr. Mark and them, they bought that place through there.
Well, is Willis the one that lived up there where Mr. Patterson lived?
He had that the next house from Mr. Patterson, where that old big house, that old big two-story house at.
Oh.
Well, that's the house where Mr. Willis lived. He used to be a buyer, you know, just like Mr. Huff, do buy vegetables and all stuff like that. He used to go around and buy stuff.
Oh. And he had a right smart property up there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what place was that Patterson bought?
Well, Patterson place there, that belongs to you hear him talk about Azar McCoon, heard him?
Yeah.
Well, he bought that place, and we used to work that place for him for years, and then...
For how long?
Oh, I guess about 20 years about.
Oh, he lived there that long?
Oh, yeah, he formed that place over 20 years, I know. So.
Well, how'd he die over here? No, he didn't die here. Which
no,
one
Mr.
Was
McCoon died. His dad,
his
daddy
died.
His daddy died over here. Yes, sir. That's right.
In this place?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All of them fellas just to be a bit. You take round here, Mr. Miles, if you were to just sit down and people were to tell you, you know, here was a lot of big people, and a lot of people made money at those times. Although the wages, everything was cheap, but they made money. They really made money, and they got away with money. But everybody lived good. Everybody done good.
Everybody lived good.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well, one thing they
was
one satisfaction they had, the money would buy something.
That's right. So I used to work for 50 cents a day. And we buy groceries out of that, and then we'd have a little bit of change left.
Yeah.
Now you have to work for 50 cents a day. Now you won't have nothing even look like want to buy. You won't buy nothing for that little change.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It ain't even walk good to even walk in the store with three little dollars and a half or something like that. Because that's going to eat up that before you can turn around. That's just about two good meals.
No.
If it's two meals.
Yeah. So, you got in on the last round here.
That's right.
Of the good old...
That's right. I come up through them hard days right with them.
Yeah. And you saw these hard days, and you look at it now, and you wish to have them.
I wish some of these here could just see some of them times.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, and them taters you see that Jim Means raised, you have all of them to eat your money.
Well, plenty. Then they didn't have to worry about where to buy none. That's right.
Yeah. What'd you do about your meat, George?
Well, we just raised hogs.
You had your own meat?
Yes, sir. We just raised them.
And you'd have more pork and beef?
That's right. So we just raised all the way from 6 or 7 hogs and maybe 3 or 4 cows or something like that. We have, so we didn't have to worry about too much of that.
So you'd butcher cows,
yes,
too?
Yes, sir. That's right.
But now the hogs, did you have to put them up all at one time in the winter?
Oh, no, so we would kill like up in the winter time, and we had a Well, I don't know whether you know about it, but we used to have a, what you call a smokehouse.
Yeah, I know a smokehouse.
we'd kill, you know, and then kill our own meat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Salt it down.
That's right.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's hard to beat, say.
Yes, sir.
Now, you farmed over here?
Mr. Weck all over here.
Who'd you work for over here?
I used to work for the Wilsons. That's when the Wilsons, them owned it, this place too.
They owned it on up to the middle 30s.
Right. That's true.
And then they lost it.
That's right.
And the bank owned it. And it wasn't worth much then, was it?
Not that time. That's true.
Well, you know, I wonder, I was surprised that the Richardson brothers didn't buy it back there when they could get it.
Well, they wasn't buying much probably at them time. They wasn't fooling along with any. They just started to really reaching out, buying land after. Now me and Waller, now we're the same age. After he come out of service, when he got out of service, then they start to buy, and from then on they've been buying ever since. And so now me and him right along together. How about you?
Well, land was so plentiful they didn't need to buy.
No, they didn't need to buy. So, but after then they started to buy, and then after he come out of service.
Yeah. So they got it. It looks now like it's just give it away, don't it?
They sell then buy now. That's the way they do.
Yeah. I told you this before. You see, I let one of these fellas put in some peanuts up there last year. Well, he used my equipment. Never fixed anything. And he left it. I guess it's two tote sacks full of old drink cans.
Took us 2-3 days to clean it up.
Okay.
Like that.
That's right.
And he left it up there such a stand of coffee weed that I had to actually mow the whole thing. Some of it more than once.
That's right.
So you see the way I come out. So I come out better just letting it go. And I've done that. The only person that's where I come out with is Bill Wynn. He put melons back here. And I told you about that. And
that's
he had Pardee plow it, break the land for him. And he really broke it. And he had that old. That old John Deere tractor, that huge thing, you know, and them heavy plows, and he'd run into one of them old lighted stumps.
That's right.
And he'd just keep running into it till it pulled it out.
That's right.
I don't know how he had a tractor left.
I don't know how he had anything left.
Bet it wasn't your tractor.
And they put fertilizer out.
Yeah.
They brought the big fertilizer truck out here, and then they had a little trailer that held 5 tons.
That's right.
And he'd pull that out there. I'm telling you, he workhorse.
That's right.
Well, he promised me, Bill Wynn did, that he'd get it to level off, where I could put pasture back out there. Well, Pardee went off and never come back. And I kept after Bill Wynn. I said, my equipment, I've taken it back there and tried every way I know to level that ground. And the stuff I've got up there won't do it. And he got after Pardee and sent him back over here. Well, Pardee didn't like it very much. Well, I didn't tell him to come. I just sort of complained to Bill Wynn.
That's right.
But you see, and he done a pretty good job leveling it up where I could have a little pasture.
That's right.
But now you see that's what I run into.
Oh, and that's the part you're sort of scared of right now.
Well, George, he can't. I mean, you know,
yes, ma'am.
It's very difficult for we don't have much good equipment around here.
Yes, ma'am.
And if that pasture up there is all rough and then guy can't go out there and do it anymore.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Can't straighten it
no,
up.
No, that's
and,
right.
And guy can't get
but,
help. And you might get help, but he can't.
Yes, ma'am. But the thing is, what I was speaking at is, as I I guarantee that I wouldn't leave it in no bed. I live it back down. I guarantee that.
Right.
I get it down back to pasture where you can put it back down. You won't see them humps and them. I guarantee you it'll be tracted back down.
Well, you see, the fella you work with over there, he left it with ruts that deep in it.
Well, I'm sure that he did. He would do it if you don't. But you're supposed to make a man agreement. When you get land, you're supposed to make, if a man don't want his land left on like that, well, you're supposed to really tract it back down just like you want to tract it down. Now, that is true. You ain't supposed to get a person be nice enough to rent your land. If he wanted left, tract it back down, well, when you stop farming, well, you'd be done guilty of what you done got off it. Well, then go back and tract it down.
I don't believe that's, I've thought about it right smart. I don't hold it against them, you see. They done it, but that's all gone.
That's
and,
true. I understand. That's true.
Just another day now.
Yes, sir. That's true, it is. That's right. That's your true. That's right.
Except you don't want to get caught again.
No, you don't. That's right. That's the main thing. You tell a person now, well, your land done been left in the way you didn't want it to be left. Well, you tell a man now, well, you know, you ain't got to let land go if he can't fix it back like live or back like you want it. Well, you ain't got to let him have it.
I think the main thing is that drainage ditch. There was a little creek running down in here.
Yes.
And all it does now is just flood it. So we have a little problem there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it had a pretty good, you know where it was.
Yes.
It had a pretty good ditch, and
yes,
you see, they just cultivated right through the ditch, and they know the ditch anymore. The water stands over there where the ditch wasn't.
That's right.
And what happens is, you see, all that water comes down. It's got that Johnson grass seed in it.
That's true.
So now you see that's spreading on the place.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And I've been pretty lucky about that before.
Yes.
And you don't get enough from renting, you know.
Yes, sir.
Bottom.
That's right.
There's not enough in it to fool with it, you see, just to even talk about it. Not worth
yeah.
even the time it takes to talk about it, to rent land anymore,
yeah.
you see. And I don't want to be, I'm not a farmer. And,
yeah.
I see it. I would like to work along with somebody who wasn't trying to
I understand.
I remember
what you mean.
I remember the first melons I got in on. This fella had them over there at the Dodd place. You know, over there at the creek.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do they call that old place? You know the one I'm talking about, where Berman Dodd is.
That's over here at Cross Creek.
Yes.
That's right.
You know the one? It's, you know where the Miss Guthrie lives.
Right.
Well, it's just, you know, right straight on.
Right, straight
Bognack.
On. That's right. Over there by Mr. Bognack.
Yes.
That's right.
I forget what they call that place.
Well, you had watermelons over there one year?
No, this fella had melons over there.
Oh.
And his first year, they'd had melons over there. Now he's one of these fine Florida crackers. I mean, he knew how to farm.
I understand. That's right.
And I knew him pretty well over there. I didn't know him so well. I didn't know him at all till he got till that time. I'll think of his name in a minute.
That's right.
He died.
Wilkerson.
Oh yeah. Who they call
him? Oh, Bill.
Yes.
What do they call it? Wilkerson. Well, he could see that they're having a good crop of melons, and that down below us there wasn't any, and that them melons was going to be worth something. And he done everything he could to discourage God and buy him out. Oh, he offered him $1,000. He finally got it up to $2,000. He had 50 acres of melons.
Yeah.
And he just barely allowing him what he put in.
Put in, that's right.
Yeah, so just a little like, you see. Well, you see, Ms. Dodd's pretty good at business, and I suppose Dodd is too. So they found out what was going on. And he done everything he could after they got to picking the melons, cutting the melons and hauling them, everything he could to get it sort of mixed up, you see, to where they wouldn't keep track of the truckloads.
Right.
He done everything he could. And I remember, you know, Marvin Townsend. He knew what was going on. We used to laugh about it a little bit. And I said to him, now, Marvin, how in the world do you think of that? He says, I've known old Wilson, he says, ever since all my life. And he says, the one thing that hurts him is for somebody else to get some of the money. He didn't have any feeling about it at all. It just perfectly natural to him. I mean, he'd come up against that somebody. Wilson's brother's still living up
there. That's right. I have done this thing now, Mr. Dodge, and though as a friend, they're putting out some warm melons. I don't know how much they're putting out, but I heard that they are going to put out a good, I don't know about how much.
Yeah. That's a good place. It's right there next to the road where there's not much where you can get to them.
That's right. It's a good place. That's right. Well, they had watermelons there last year right there in that field there by the road there where I cut. I had two fields there, and one out further on back, and then down right there side the road there. I cut all of them back in there for them. I cut every year, went to.
And what you do when you're farming like that? See, you kind of open up the place there, it makes it public property.
Right.
And you don't know who's coming in at what time and doing what. Now take. If you was coming over here, you see, I wouldn't say anything about it.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But all these others, you see, that you
right.
don't even know about.
No, that's right.
Don't know much about, say.
No, that's true again.
You don't know what.
No,
what,
you never do know. That's for true, Mr. Miles.
Now, these people in here, they are all pretty nice people.
They are. That's
they
true.
They don't do much
that's right.
damage. I'm not hurt.
That's
much,
true.
You.
That's the thing that I looked on so bad, you know. I feel good right with my people right close right around here. But when them good living off them on further and further on around, now I stay on the wooded side.
Yeah.
That's because you never do know how what kind of person they are.
Yeah.
And you feel responsible.
Right, that's for true. Yeah.
Well, I had little dealings with Patterson, Burnett. Well, I didn't know how he'd work, you know. I never had any business dealing with him. And I didn't have very much, you see.
That's right.
But, you see, the way I do, if you'd made some deal with him, you see, you'd have known ahead of time what to expect.
Right. That's true. Yeah,
I
won't be. That's right. That's true.
And now you see what happened. I'll tell you. You probably know. I got him to plow this place up here for me. Well, it was too dry.
That's right. That's true.
And really, he ought to have told me that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is too dry to plow it. For him to plow it.
That's right.
Because what he's got is one of them old bottom plows.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a drag plow.
That's right.
He don't have much control of it.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. he has a dry place or a hard place, and it pops out of the ground.
That's
well,
right.
What's he going to do?
He's going to keep going. Keep going. That's right. That's right.
So you might say when he got through up there, it was about 2/3 plowed.
That's right.
And it wasn't smooth at that, you see.
I know. That's true.
Because his equipment.
And he got too sorry equipment to work with. That's true.
Well, you see, he's a worker.
I don't dominate people's own bad equipment, but he can't do nothing. He can't do no work for me. That's true now. Although I like to see work. I like love to see people's fields did good.
Yeah.
And I do know about it. Because I sit up on them tractors too, and I know what's sitting up on the mills, and I really want my land fixed up good.
Yeah.
And the only way that I desire to do it is I jump up on them myself and run them too. Because I really want it fixed up good. Because
yeah.
I'm the one got the wick out there in it.
Well, one day I went over there, when anybody's working over here, I don't bother them.
No.
But I went over there. I wanted to see him about something, and he wasn't there. He had one of his boys on the tractor. Well, that's all right. Except, what he gonna do? He gonna do? You see, they got so many ways of getting around this. You see, he'll get the job, and then he'll send his boys out to do it.
Right. That's true.
Well, maybe his boys do it as good as he will. But that ain't it. I hired him to do it.
Right. That's true. That's right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to stay there and see how it did. Anyway, if he was going to let his boys help him, well, he should be there to see what sort of job they're putting up.
Well, you see, that's what you run into, George. You have... get into such complications.
Right, you're right.
And I don't know. You see, that's...
I didn't like it. Not to cut you off. I was looking at when he was doing that job up there for you, all right enough, because I was...
Yeah.
I was farming this place around here on the lakeside. There was Strice's place, so
yeah.
I'll be looking at it when I go along
oh,
there.
Yeah.
but I didn't say I didn't know but I didn't like the job he was putting on over there.
You can see what he's doing.
Yeah, I was looking. I sure saw. I was going back to the farms over there every day.
So that's
yeah.
What I run into.
Well, it's always fun to have, you know, a little activity going on your land and
right.
have people working
yes,
on it. And,
yes,
and I'd
yes.
like, you know, for you to have something.
That's
but,
right.
But God just, he can't
clean up anything.
That's
yeah.
right.
Bill Wynn's the only one where it's even been pleasant.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Who's worked out here since
that's
I was
right.
here.
That's right. Well, I agree with what I mean. I know, I understand. I'm not like a lot of people, you know. A lot of people, you know, don't understand, you know. Then they want to get on the cross side with people. But I do understand, you know.
Well, you'd rather
that's
stay me. Friends with
that's
people.
That's right. I understand, yeah, you know. That's right.
And, you know, there's no water here now.
No,
when
ma'am.
When,
that's
when
right.
Bill was here,
that's
there
true.
Was some water down
yes,
there.
Ma'am.
He could use the sprinkler.
That's true. Yes, ma'am.
He irrigated.
But
what?
That's
he
right.
irrigated. Yeah,
oh,
Freddie.
Yes,
Freddie
did.
Irrigated.
That's
there's
right.
No more. Any. There's not any water in
no,
here.
Ma'am.
You can see down there.
That's
there's no
right.
water.
Yes, ma'am. There's no water like it used to be. That's right.
Sure dried up.
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't have one single hurricane last year, did we?
No, that's right.
Does it take a hurricane to keep the water up?
Well, I wouldn't say all the time it do, Mr. Miles. We just haven't been having enough rain in news to ever be. We have always been getting rains pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
And we didn't used to didn't have too many hurricanes years back, but every now and again. But we would have more rainy days and nights than we do now.
Yeah.
We ain't getting any now, so that's every for a night. That's what caused the water to get away. We ain't getting enough rain.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What was your idea, Doris?
I'm busy looking around at Mr. Miles. I'm trying to find some land. I'm gonna. Well, this is my last time that I can deal around going around because time is running fast on me, and I do want to try to get it fixed.
You need to get
my
some
land.
Done.
Yes, I got to get my land fixed up fast now because everybody else is getting in here, getting on.
You saying about watermelon?
Yes,
today?
Ma'am.
Just
I'm
watermelon.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on that. So. I got another fella that promised that. I have sewing, but he's some wood. Fella over here making over some wood that he got some land over here on going on out to Flemington side out there. So I have been out there. But I'm gonna go out there. I'm going out there after I leave you, and I'm going back home, and I'm gonna eat dinner, and I'm going out there now and see what sort of land he have over there.
Well, you're looking right now for watermelon land.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a watermelon land.
That's right. Yeah.
This, you see,
but,
you can plow this grass up in the wintertime, but you can't plow it up in the
yes.
growing season.
Yes,
if you do,
right.
you've got to start all over
yes,
again.
Yes, sir. That's right. But I'm going to try to find some land to plant some like squash, bean, peas, like that.
Oh, why didn't you get in on this thing with God over there?
Well, it won't do for it. See, that'd be too many. That'd be too many on one crop or on one go there. See, that would be him.
Well, you've been
Freddy,
myself,
and myself too, and him. So. And somebody ain't gonna get no money, you know. Somebody going after, you know, where all them go in together, you know. So somebody ain't gonna have nothing.
Well, you could got in with him early.
Well, I didn't him and Freddy had made that sign with him since we're last year before watermelon season went out.
Oh, they
have? Yeah, they know it about it.
They had that made up.
They had that made it up.
Oh,
you don't
see.
Grow sweet potatoes.
No, ma'am, but I'm planning on, if I can find enough land, I'm planning on trying to grow some this time. That's the crop I said I was going to try if I could find some land to do the plant some more.
I said, George, we used to figure when I was growing up, I worked in sweet potatoes right smart, and we figured the best price we could get then, at least the price we could make some money on.
Yes.
Was a dollar out of the field.
Right.
And then we didn't have all that handling and curing.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. That's true.
A dollar out of the field. And I don't remember what the hamper cost then, but it didn't cost much.
Yes, sir.
What did it cost back then? 10 cents?
About 10, 15 cents at the least.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 10, 15 cents.
Yeah.
Now, it's out of sight now, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
65
a hamper?
Yes, ma'am. 65 and 70 cents. If you get one of them new bags, you know, them new ones, you're gonna pay about 70 cents basket for if you can find
one. I got
one
from the store the other day, and they got a plastic bottom.
That's right. They ain't good neither. They won't last long either. You got to have them with the best of care now.
Oh.
That's true.
You can't throw them around.
No, sir, you can't throw them around.
Yeah.
And them old, those are what it's called secondhand baskets. Now you're paying 65 or 70 cents for them.
Is there any money in potatoes, George?
Yes, ma'am. It's good money. Yes, ma'am. It's money.
Would you put them in and sell them all right out of the crop or do like Jim Means did?
What I'm planning on doing, Mr. Miles, I'm planning on planting enough, and I'm going to peel them around. I'm going to just sell them to a certain price if I can make them. That's what I said. I'm going to just put me, get me some in sacks or baskets, buckets, and just sell them just like that. Go around from house to house. That's the way he used to do.
Now, you haven't got machinery.
Well, I ain't got the machine, but I know where I can get the machine, and I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about the machine. I'm worried about the other part. That's it. Yeah.
Well, these old, you don't need much machinery if you could just get it broke.
That's right. That's true.
But on a little plot, you're going to have a hard time getting it broke for you.
Well, you don't have too hard a time. Like through time is now, well, you can get land fixed up so fast now, Mr. Miles. It's no hard part of getting fixed up, because there's Mr. William over there. Well, he get in there, he'll have you fixed up before you can turn around good.
Yeah, but he won't come just for a little there.
Well, he'll come for two or three, three or four acres or something like that. I'm stepping, he passing by. He'll turn little cuts if he's anywhere he's going by. Where's that going?
But he don't come this way.
Well, sometime he do.
Well, I tried him one fall for the rye. And he, I tried him early, way back in September. And I said, would you be able to get it in this month? Oh, he said there wouldn't be any chance. But next month, he had something to do for his daddy, and he'd have me, he could just come on over here.
Well, it ain't like it used to be now with him, you see. He got somebody now driving every day now. Don't do nothing, but that's all he do.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. He got a fella drive every day, any day that he got somewhere to go to work. He just keep it rolled on. I'll tell you, the man just go from one place to another.
That's all he does.
That's all he do. It ain't like it used to be now. See, he do. He got a man out there just does all of that.
Well, he put me off two or three times, and finally I just bought some equipment and did it myself.
Well,
it ain't like
it used to be now, but see, that's all he do now. He got a man, just don't do nothing but just keep steady going from one place to the other.
And
yes, sir, you can try him anytime you want, and he'll gonna get to you.
Is that right?
That's right. He got a man to drive. If he got somewhere to go, if he can got places to go, if it's 7 days a week, that man go, he coming, he'll drive every one of them days, 7 days a week. See, he's working for the money. That's all he's working for, money.
Yeah.
And the more places he got to go, the more money he's making.
Well, let me tell you.
Yes, sir. Now, I can tell you how it goes now. It ain't like it used to be.
Last year, they had melons over here. And after the melons were sued, I thought that'd be the end of it. First thing I knew, I came back to town one day, and they had half of that cut. And the fellow was out there on that thing, and it was just racing across there.
That's it.
And I looked at it, and it was the best plowing I'd seen done over there.
That's him. That's the man I'm telling you about, dude. That's all he do. Steady, just go from one place to the other.
And he wasn't saying hello or how to do or anything. He was going right on.
Sure. That's true.
And then when he fixed it, went one way, went the other.
Right, he got them plows, Mr. Miles, he got about, it must be about 10 or 15 tons. He turn it. I mean, and he carry a big stretch too when he turn it. Yes, sir. He turn it, then he come back, he'll cut it for you any way you want, and he don't joke about turning it too. And it's turned.
It's turned?
Yes, sir. It's your turn.
Yeah. And I imagine you could tell him how you want it turned.
Any way you want it, tractor, he'll tractor.
Well, now.
He's a fine boy, a man. Well, we all know one another. We raised up together. But he works for them every day. He'll work 7 days a week if he can got somewhere for him to go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, Mr. McCray used to come over here and help me, and he'd come anytime I said.
Uh-huh.
But you see, I was on his way. And he didn't care whether he'd done a little piece or big piece. He'd
that's
just
right.
go on
yes,
in there,
sir.
And I'd have everything ready for him.
I'm giving you the really low down on it now. Time, it ain't like it used to be. Now, this boy, he glad to have somewhere to go. He'll do it. He could at night. He'll turn it at night. He got lights on that thing just like Sam is. It don't make no difference. He's working for the money.
And got a good cushion seat there.
Yes, sir. He don't get tired. That thing, it drive good, too. You don't get tired. powerful steward. It just everything is works so easy. You ain't here no. You don't feel tired or don't bump or sore up or nothing. No, man, you just like you riding in one of these here fine Carolinas or something. You don't know. That's when he be going, and he be going fast too. He don't be playing.
Well, the only thing that I slipped up with Mr. McCray, he was so tactful he wouldn't tell you anything.
Yes.
So he'd come over here and just make one round and plant it on one round. Well, he needed to double cross cut it.
That's right. That's true.
And then plant it on the second go around.
That's
I
right.
suppose.
Yes, sir.
But you see, he wouldn't tell me that.
That's right.
And I didn't know his rig, and I didn't know anything about this
right.
sod, this Bahia sod. When I started down here, I didn't know anything about Bahia sod. Well, that stuff, if you've got something that's been there for several years, just one, ain't anything will cut it in one turn.
That's right. Yeah, you need to cut it when you turn it. Well, you need to cut it if you can, because how rough it is. If it's rough, you should cut it both ways, you know.
Yeah.
So, now he fixed my watermelon land up last year. At least he did it all. He did all mine in less than 2 days, and he turned it, and then he went back. Then he cut it for me, and I was ready to go.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it. I get him anytime. Anytime I feel like I want something dead, I get a hold to him anytime.
But you grew up with him.
Yes, sir. I know them all. I know him and Mr. William, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do good favors for them. I get out and help them work. I help them all. I get out and do all anytime if I got a break or they need me to do something, I take off and help them.
Yeah.
And we've been knowing, all of us been knowing one another for years.
Well, that's it, you see. It don't, anybody like that, see, it's a different matter. But you see, I don't even know what they're doing, much less helping them.
Yes, sir. Well, this boy, what he got now, his name Roy, what doing the tracking for him, he'll tell you plain, he'll tell you exactly if you want how he work and he'll cut it, he'll turn it, he'll do any way you want. And then he'll fix it any way you want to fix it too.
You remember when they when he got onto that last year?
That's right. Yes,
didn't
sir.
He cross cut it?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's
yeah.
so true.
And it looked so good when he first time he cut it.
That's right. That's
but,
true.
But he went ahead and cross cut it.
Yes,
and
sir.
He just flew.
He drives. He don't play now. He still goes. He still goes on. Yeah.
God, I don't think there's anything but corn that'll work out. But they made pretty good melons.
That's right. Well, Mr. Baker, he gonna plant part of it. Mr. Bob Baker down there, he tell me he gonna plant some corn out there, part of it in corn, and he gonna plant greens in some parts of it.
Oh.
That's right.
So he's gonna have again.
Yes, sir. He got it now.
Isaiah
might have a little cut in there, but Mr. Bob Baker got the most of it. Right?
That's got so much Johnson grass in there, I don't see how anything can grow.
Well, he said, Mr. Bob Baker said he's going to keep it. He said he's going to get shut of that grass. He said he's going to show everybody that he can get shut of it. But I want to see him when he do it.
I do too.
Well, Because I know...
He didn't get shot out of it last year.
I know we have put weed killer. We done put all kind of weed killer on there for Fred, I know. And we still hate that stuff right on. That's what made Fred turn it loose on the kind of that stuff was so bad.
Yeah.
And so,
he got tired of racing for that.
That's true. Yes, sir.
If you got rain at the wrong time, before the corn started...
It better not rain.
George, let me tell you something funny.
Yes, ma'am.
It was so beautiful over there with those peas at first.
Yes,
ma'am.
Worked
them and it looked just like a garden.
Yes. It did, I know.
And I was in town and it evidently had rained or something and I hadn't watched it for a day or two and I came back and I said to the guy, I didn't know he planted corn out there. He's got a great big crop of corn. That darn Johnson Bryson shot up and I thought it was corn. Just
overnight. Now, if they ever come a little shower rain, you can just say, here it all, the next couple of days you won't see nothing but that stuff. That's the only thing I hate of it. But they tell me, Mr. Miles, they tell me the best way to get shed of that stuff is put you some hog.
Yeah.
They say you put you a bunch of hogs out there.
Yeah, great.
And just let them stay out there for us,
yeah,
true. Yes, so they'll really get it.
They said
them hogs really will root get that stuff up.
But you see, he got so much around the edges there, and it spreads so fast. I've lived with Johnson grass since I was a boy.
Yes.
And it got to getting worse, and up the country there, if we find just one little clump out in the field, we just stake it off and don't cultivate there.
That's right.
And we poison it.
Go right.
And deaden that
dead
ground.
Part.
And they don't play with it. I mean, they're afraid of it.
Yes,
sir. That's right. Of course, if it gets it goes from there to the whole country.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's true.
It goes down to these low places. You see, I got two of them. And you see, if I should cultivate over here, first thing you know, this would be full of Johnson grass. So the way it runs now,
what kind of land do sweet potatoes like, George? Sort of clay land?
Yes, ma'am. Land should be on the little hard side, you know. So that's better land for sweet potatoes.
You know, it's curious how they do that. I remember I put some indigo in one year and it was wet and it didn't do any good at all. It likes it dry. And I've seen that dirty stuff gets up there, up the country, up north there, where it's sandy land, and you wouldn't think anything would grow. Just as soon as that corn starts firing up, that indigo would come out, pure sand.
That's right. That's true.
And get head high. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's right. That's true. That's some good sweet potato land up on top of the hill. Up there.
Yeah.
On top of the hill.
Yes, ma'am. Really is not. That ain't no joke. That's some good land over there.
Yeah.
That land tells some sweet potato.
If you had that and put it in like old Jim Means used to do, put in a few slips and then put in the vines. Keep it going, you could make a little money on the side.
Right.
Have you,
that's true.
Do you have any way to get your sweet potato plants?
Well, I'm calling myself growing some now, Miss.
Oh, I
Miss
see.
Miles. I'm calling myself getting on the smart side, you know. So I'm gonna,
good.
I'm gonna try to get out a few rows early, you know, real early, and then I'll go to cutting my vines from them, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some up now. Wheeling up here right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, they talked to you about the stock running out. Coleman, last year, the year before last, Coleman had some that he had put in a bed and got the shoots. And,
that's right.
That's some stock that he'd had there for years.
Yes, that's right.
And he got a good yield and some of the best tasting sweet potatoes I ever tasted.
That's right.
I told you that.
Yes, sir.
And it's, I guess they're right that the stock runs out, but his sure didn't run out.
Yes, sir. Well, I hear him say they do run out, but Mr. Miles, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't have too much belief about that part that the stock run out. I just think that what it is that you just don't have the season, and then you'd be on the wrong land. I'm going to tell you, that's the way how I feel about it. Because reason I said this about it, I know for many years, I know Mr. Jim Mean didn't do anything but go with them same taters. He wasn't changing different kind of taters and getting seed from plants from somewhere else. He even used his own seed. So, and I know he made plenty of taters.
Yeah, how you put in his seed bed?
Well, he, bed them out, he just planted, sort of a little medium-sized strains, and he'd have a place maybe wide in this house, and then he'd throw dirt, throw a little dirt over them, and then he'd have straw over them, coming through the winter time, keep it sort of moist down. And those things shoot away, man. They get on up from there.
Yeah.
George, you don't have to have too much help with sweet potatoes, do you?
You don't have to have so much, no, ma'am. You take two or three or four people, then you got enough. You can use three or four at a time of people, then you have enough to help you get to them. You get somebody to go along, you plow them up, and you can get a. Get it one the way we used to do. We used to have maybe about three. If we climb up, one have one being one distant nut and being nut. And as you keep plowing, well, one pick up so far, that's so you won't have to ever stop to wait on him. Then he be done picked up out your way by the time you get back there with your plow. So you take about half of the distance. One take, be about, well, if the road's there, run from about here up there to Miss Bess's house. I said, well, put three people in there, one being in their distance, and then he can stay out your way by the time he can go to the other end and come back. He'd be done picked up out your way, you turn around, he'd be right behind you, then stay out your way, you never have to stop.
You dig them with a mule and a plow?
That's right. That's what he used to do.
That's the best way.
Yes, sir. You ain't gonna miss me when you use a mule and a plow. But that tractor will make you lose a lot of them.
It'll cut them.
Yes, ma'am. It will cut them. And then the next thing about it, you're going to curve up. You're going to curve up a lot of them with that tractor.
Yeah.
I like that old mule way.
I wish I had one. I had a chance to buy one, but it's a little too old. If I had a mule, I could run him in with them horses, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He ain't
gonna bother. That's right. That's why we got the we got that mule. What you see, Freddie got. We got him over the Hawthorne.
Has he got a mule now?
Yeah, we got.
What do you use
a
mule for?
I use him. I plow him. I plow him all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. In the garden.
I plowed him in my garden, and then I knew him out there on my little farm when I be farming. I get him and plow. I don't use that tractor all the time. I lay my stuff off and plant with the tractor. Then I get that mule. Yeah, he right out there in front of my house out there in the pasture.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir. I thought, didn't you see me? You didn't see me with that mule coming behind my truck. I came behind the truck.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Came right on behind there. I thought y'all got a chance to see me. I put my plot.
You see, we can't see the road.
Well, I know a lot of times, I used to be going along, to the field, and so a lot of people used to pass me, and I'd be having them behind my truck, And I thought maybe y'all might have passed me some too, and I'd be going on to the field with it.
What do you mean behind this truck? You have him in a little trailer or something?
No, ma'am. I just walk him up.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am. I just tie him back there.
And let him walk and you ride.
Yes, ma'am.
That is something.
Well, I would ride him if I would have have enough space to could carry him on, you know. But I do ride, I do carry him on. I just get the big truck door. When we was he had some eggplants over there that must died, and I took the big truck and I put him on here, and I just get carry him over there on here, and then I have carried him over there behind my truck. Over that floor, too. We'll walk in that floor, too, over there.
Yeah. George, mm-hmm. You know, I don't have any equipment for vegetable farming. You see, that little Ford tractor, the only thing you can do on that is put that cultivator frame on it, and that's not near as handy as these little one-row tractors. You see.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, it's really not practical to fool with it. Or it might do some things, but I was thinking about keeping,
that's
that. Keep cultivating, just cultivating.
That's true. But I tell you what to do for me. Sort of study your mind up and figure on me as let's plant some sweet potatoes again. Think about that.
Well, you see.
If you can.
You do the figuring, you do the figuring, George. and you know what sort of stuff I got. And I don't believe I've got any equipment that you can use.
Well, I ain't gonna worry about the equipment so bad because I feel like I can get around and
get some
of that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way it is.
All right, I'll figure with you on some sweet potatoes.
All right, do that. I'll be back here.
All right.
And I want to hear some by here. Appreciate it, Mr. Miles.
But it'd be better if you do the figuring,
John. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Well, you figure, tell me the place. Show me sometime where the place is, and I'll get somebody to get in, and we'll get it coated up and get it fixed up.
Well, the only place I got that top of that hill up there is 5 acres up there. That'd make a right smart sweet potato, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm with that, Mr. Mel. All right.
All right.
Appreciate that, yeah?
We'll talk about it.
All right. I'll be back to see you.
Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74. Channel 1 Ride around 1700, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Sunday, the 27th of January, 74.